Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Aleph in Maseches Nedarim, is the 1084th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to start off with a fascinating Agadat Gemara that is a continuation of a discussion of yesterday's daf about Rebbe and Bar Kappara. We're going to continue with some interactions between Rebbe and Bar Kappara and some teachings of Bar Kappara. It will also relate, we are now in the second week of the Bein HaMetzarim, the second of 3 weeks, and the Gemara, according to many Mefarshim, is teaching us something about the Bein HaMetzarim as well. The Agadata will continue almost towards the Mishnah, and then at a new Mishnah on the bottom of Nalef Amid Alef, we will continue. We will have quite a few Mishnahs today going on to Amid Beis, continuing with the Halachas. Our parak is Hanoder Min HaMavusho, someone makes a neder on foods, and our daf is going to continue with different types of statements of different types of foods, and the conclusion of the daf is going to be about fish. Bezer Hashem, we will see about Yonah's fish as well. Let's Bezer Hashem begin. Nun Amid Beis. A few lines from the bottom. How many lines? 3 lines from the bottom. Nun Amid Beis, 3 lines from the bottom. Fascinating Gemara. This is the source of this Gemara. I'm not aware of any other place in Shas that this Gemara appears. Yoma de Mechayech be Rebbe Asya Pernusa La'olama. The day that Rebbe smiled, tragedy would come to the world. There would be some type of tragedy within the world. It's quoted in the name of the Shita Mekubetza. It's a beautiful explanation. Rebbe was quite wealthy. Also, Rebbe is not living in a time that was simple for the Jews. Rebbe lives already when the Romans are ruling over Eretz Yisrael, and it is a time of Churban. And therefore, the Shita Mekubetzos explains that because Rebbe was able to live an opulent life, Rebbe had a tremendous achrayus to make sure that he didn't show that the Churban had been forgotten. And there are halachos, and there are commandments that are connected to this idea not to forget the fact that we are in Golos. Therefore, he took upon himself to try not to smile, and if he smiled, so then it would confuse the people around him to think that everything was good. Obviously, it's extreme. It's for someone like Rebbe on his Madrega, my Rebbeim do smile. But at the same time, there needs to be a Kovid Rosh, a sense of that we're still living in loss. Amalei lebar kapara. So he said to Bar Kappara, lo tavdichen. It seemed like that Bar Kappara used to like to make Rebbe laugh. There are some special Talmidim who have a power to be able to make their Rabbeim have a more cheerful countenance. So Bar Kappara used to do that. So Rebbe said to him, don't. V'yavinu lach arban gir yechiti. And I'll give you a large measure of wheat for it. Amalei, lech zimar. Kappara said, let us go see. D'chol giruva d'ba'ina. Giruva is the measurement. Shekilna, that what type of measurement that I need? Mefarshim explained that Bar Kappara's parnasa was he would make people laugh. So he wanted to see what he could do to supplement now that he's not going to be making Rebbe laugh. So then, shakal Dikla Rabba, they took a large, actually here it's not Dikla, but it's Dikula, a large basket. A Dikla, of course, generally is a palm tree. A large basket, Chafye Kufra, and it was lined with pitch, Visachve Al-Reshe, and he put it on top of his head. Va'azar Va'amar Lei, and he went to Rebbe and he said, Lichal Li Mar Arba Giravi Chiti Dereshina Bach. Measure for me the 4 measurements of Chitim that you are chayiv to give me. In other words, he was doing something humorous. He put the measurements on his head. Achuch Rebbe, so Rebbe smiled. Amalei, and he said to him, Lava azarasech delo tivadchin. Didn't I warn you that you shouldn't make jokes? Amalei, so Bar Kappara responded, Chiti darishna konesivna. I came to get other wheat that you had owed me. According to the Ran, he was saying this in jest to him. The Gemara continues with another story. There's obviously more than even what we had quoted from the Shita Mekubetzos that's going on in this give and take that's not clear to me from looking at the Mefarshim. Amalei Bar Kappara Labarte.
the Rebbe. Bar Kapara said to the daughter of Rebbe,
Lemachar, tomorrow, Shetina Chimra, I will drink wine, Birikuda Davucha, that to the point that your father will dance in front of me, Uvi Yikrane Deimech, and your mother will also be thrilled with it. So what happened? Ben Elasa Chasna de Rebbe Havi. Ben Elasa was the son-in-law of Rebbe, Vasher Gadol Havi, and he was wealthy. Azmanei Lebei Hilula de Reb Shimon Berebbe. And of course he was invited to his brother-in-law's wedding, to the wedding of Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe. Amalei Bar Kapar le Rebbe. Rebbe said to him, Bar Kapar said to Rebbe during the Chasana, why does the Torah refer to Maita Eva? What does the meaning of the word Toeva in regards to Mishkav Zachar? Kol da Amar le Rebbe, every explanation that Rebbe had given to Bar Kapara, to Hachinu Toeva, that this is the reason why Mishkav Zachar, homosexuality, is referred to as Toeva, Parche Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara had a question on it. Amar le, so Rebbe said to Bar Kapara, Pershiat, let me hear your explanation. Amar le, so he said, Tese Devisi, on the condition that your wife comes, v'tirmali natla, and she pours me a small cup of wine. Asis ramulei, she did that. Amarlei, so Bar Kapara said to Rebbe, kumri kodli, come and dance in front of me, de'emarlach, and I will tell you, hachi amarachmana, toeva, toe ata ba. Toeva means that you are sar me'ishtecha. You are moving away from your wife. Lukasa achrini, after they had drank another cup. Amalei, so Bar Kapara said to Rebbe, my tevel, what is the word tevelhu? That it says that it isha's mezana with the behemoth's tevelhu. Amalei, ki inyana kadma, said same condition as before. Your wife should pour me a drink. Amalei, ivid li, da omalach, now it's your turn to dance, says Bar Kapara to Rebbe. Avatz, Rebbe did it. Amalei, tevelhu, beloshen tamiya. He said tevelhu as a question. Tavlin yesh ba. Is there anything special about this? Is there any tavlin? Is there any spice in such a beastly act? Maishna hada bia min kulam bias. Why does a woman have to go to bia with a behema from having bia in a normal fashion? Another vort that Bar Kapara said to Rebbe, Amalei, Bar Kapara said to him, Umay Zima. Why does the Torah refer to Znus as Zima? Amalei, when Rebbe tried to ask Bar Kapara to explain to him, so he said, Ivid ki inyana kadma, do like you had done before, which means to dance in front of him, Avat, va Amalei, ma zo mahi. That Zima stands for, what is this? Some of Farshim explains Zomahi that he doesn't even know the woman that he's being mezana with. What is this? Doesn't even know her. Lo Yochin ben Elasa lemizbala. Ben Elasa, the son-in-law of Rebbe, couldn't stand that the zilzul, this is of course a hard agadah to understand, the zilzul that Bar Kapara was doing for Rebbe, kam v'nafik huvintise mitamon. He and his wife left the chasana. The Gemara now tells us this a little bit more about Elasa. My ben Elasa, who is ben Elasa? The Sanya, lo lechinam pizer ben Elasa esmo Esav, elaharas behen tisporis shel kohen gadol. That ben Elasa was so wealthy that he spent a tremendous amount of money to learn about the special haircut of the kohen gadol, to be shown the special haircut of the kohen gadol. The Kohen Gadol's hair, when it's cut, is a very interesting and complicated cut, as the Gemara is about to explain. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, in regards to the Kohen Gadol, V'roishem lo yigalechu, fera lo yishalechu, kasoim yichsimu es rosheim. We read the first part of the Pasuk that's not quoted in the Gemara. What does this mean, kasoim yichsimu es rosheim? We know that they're not supposed to shave their heads when they are in Avelos, but what's Kosum Yichsimu Es Roshem? So what does that mean? Tana Ke'en Lul Yonios. It was like a Lul Yon. What's a Lul Yon? The Shorish of it is the word Lul, like a coop. However, it also comes from the same root of a ladder. It's also used in Aramaic as a ladder. And therefore, it's referring to the hair as built as a ladder. They're staggered. One hair is cut up until it reaches the next hair. Amar Rav Yehuda Tisparti Yichidasa. It's a special haircut that's very beautiful. Hey Chidami, Amar Rav Roishai Shelzeh, the head of one hair, Bitsadi Kara, reaches the root of the next one. Vahainu Tispar Shel Kohen Gadol. In other words, it's a very, very unique haircut that one hair, it's so precise that one hair reaches the next. The Gemara continues, we learned earlier, we get back to our Mishnah, we had learned if someone says a kohen, says a neder, that he's going not to eat a tavshil sheini toim, the halacha is that he's mutar bidlas haramutza. My dlas haramutza, Amar Shmuel, kara kirkuzovi. Karkuzoi, excuse me. A gourd from a place called Karkuzoi that never entirely ripens. Ravashi disagrees with Shmuel. Amar Dlas Hatmuna Beremetz is referring to a gourd that grows in ash. Some say ash, some say the dirt of coals. Either way, the Chura is the same thing. There are two different Gersos in the Mefarish. But the bottom line is that it's not used, it's not for a tavshil. Esve Ravina Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi on his pshat. Rav Nechemya Amar Dlas Aramos, he, Dlas Hamitzris. That the Dlas of Aramis is the same Dlas of Mitzris. And the halach is Klayim Ima Yivonis. If you plant the Dlas Aramis or the Mitzris with Yivonis, that's Klayim. Klayim Im Haramutza. And it's also Klayim with the one that is buried in remetz. So what do we see? We see that the of gourds are defined by their names, and their names over here are either Yevanis, Remutza, Mitzris, or Aramis. So we see from this that it's not a adjective, the word remutza, that it is a gourd that is hanging out in the ground of ash, but rather it's a type of gourd, it's a noun, dlas haremutza, and therefore that's Akasha on Ravashi, who said remutza means a dlas that was sitting in ash. We continue on with the Mishnah, noyder mimaisa kedera ein asur, ella mimaisa resichta, if a person says they're not going to derive benefit from something that was done in a pan, so the halach is, they're not asur with any type of food that's made in a pan, except for that which is made with heat. Now, according to the Mefarish, the word resichsa has more meaning than just simply heat, but something that's hot is, with the word roteach, is boiling. And boiling refers generally to cooking in a pot. So the Mefarish explains that the Maisa Kedera is something that is cooked in a pot, in contrast to those things that are finished off in a pan. In fact, Maseches Chala is replete with discussions about that. And that is a type of food that, let's say, you first start by cooking it in a pot, and then you put it into a pan. That is not considered a Maisa Resichta. Maisa Resichta, the Mefarish explains, is when it's the cooking takes place in the pot, and the conclusion as well is in the pot and not in a pan. However, continues the Mishnah, Omar Koinim Hayorit Lekdera, if he says that I'm not going to have Hana from anything that goes into a pot at all, Shani Toim, also Bechol Anasa Bekdera, then anything that's made in a pot, even if it's not finished in the pot, nevertheless, it's going to be Osir, because he said, Kol HaYorid L'Kedera. Tanya the Gemara begins, Hanoyde Min HaYorid L'Kedera, Osir, B'Yorid L'Ilfas. If a person makes a neder, that he's not going to derive benefit from those things that go into a pot, he's also Osir to have Hana from those things that go into a pan. Shekvar Yorad L'Kedera, Kol MishYorid L'Ilfas. Because generally those things that, in the time of the Gemara, those things that were cooked in the pan, were first cooked in the pot. Minayorid l'ilfas, if a person makes a neder that he's not going to eat for those things that go into a pan, mutar biyorid l'kedera, the halacha is that he's allowed to have enough from those things that go into a pot. Minanasa b'kedera, those things that are made in a pot, mutar minasa b'ilfas, because if it's completed in the pan, then it's not considered as if it's made in the pot. Min hanasa bilfis, if he says that he's not going to have enough from those things that are made in the pan, mutter binasa bikdera, then he's allowed to derive benefit from those things that were made in a pot. Hanoder minayori latanur, someone makes a neder that he's not going to derive benefit from those things that go into an oven. Eina aser elo bepas. The only thing that's aser is the pasta. Even though he might cook his lasagna in there, nevertheless, the expression yored latanur, particularly the way bread was made, as described in the Gemara in Shabbos, that it was lined against the walls of the oven, it's yored latoch hatanur, as opposed to using the tanur to heat it up. V'mamar kol maisa tanur alay aser. V'mamar kol maisa tanur alay, kama. If he says all the maisa tanur is a koneh, aser b'chol anasim b'tanur, then he's going to be aser from everything that's made in the oven. We turn to Amud Beis with a new Mishnah with more halachos about neder in regards to food, and these set of Mishnayos are eventually going to take us into many halachos in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Ta'aruvas, as we begin the next Amud Nun Alfam Beis. Min ha'kavush, if a person makes a neder that he's not going to eat those things that are pickled or preserved, ein aser el min hakavush shel yerek. Only type of preserve that's aser is going to be one of vegetables. In other words, general, the word kavush, even in modern Hebrew, if I'm not mistaken, the word kavush refers to preserved vegetables. Shani toim, if he says kavush shani toim, so then in such a case, aser b'chol hakvushim, then he's aser in all kvushim. So if he says min hakavush, so then he's in such a case, he's going to be aser specifically of kavush el yerek. However, if he doesn't use the word hay, he doesn't say hakavush, but rather the bachir adds the word kavush. In other words, in place of the aleph in the Mishnah, it should say kavush, kavush anitoim. So then he's aser from all kvushim. Min hashaluk, if he speaks about boiled things, ein aser el min hashaluk shel basar, then specifically the iser is boiled meat. Shaluk shani toim aser b'chol hashlukim. If he says that he's not going to eat shaluk in general, then it's all boiled foods. Mara explains, amalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Avi de Rav Ashi amar di kavush mai. What if instead of using a hay or just the actual word itself, he says konem of dikavish, or dishalik mai, ditzli mai, dimliach mai, heichon mashma, what does that indicate? Does it indicate a very specific type of food that people refer to, let's say, taking salted? When he says salted, so if I had just used the word salted, the first thing that comes to mind is salting meat. So does it refer to dimliach, only salted meat and chicken, or does it refer to all different types of salted foods? Tiboi, the Gemara says, that's an open shaila. The Mishnah continues, seven lines from the top, Anun alfam beis minatzli ein aser el minatzli shel basar. If he makes a neder prohibiting roasted material on him, he's only aser to roasted meat. In other words, even though he just said minatzli in general, nevertheless it only refers to roasted meat. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Tzli shani toim aser b'chol atzlui. But if he says tzli shani toim, he doesn't use the hey hayidia, the roasted, but rather says roasted foods I can't eat. So then in such a case, all roasted foods are aser. Min ha-meliach, if he says of the salted, ein aser min ha-meliach shel dak. So here, the association of the Mishnah with salt is actually to salted fish. Meliach shani toim aser b'chol amluchim. Then he's aser in all fish. Excuse me, all salted foods. Aser b'chol amluchim. Dag, dogim, shani toim. If he speaks about fish, making a nether on fish. Aser b'hen, he's aser in all fish. Bein gdolim, bein dagim, bein ktanim, bein meluchim, bein tfalim, bein chayim, bein mevushalim. He's aser in all fish. Mutter, there's one thing that is mutter, bitaris trufa, a fish that has been ground into or broken into very small pieces, because those are no longer considered like fish, vibatsir, as well as the fat that comes out of the fish. Is that referring to schmaltz herring? Mishnah continues, Hanoider min hatzachona. If a person makes a neder to prohibit himself on the mixture of fish, you go to a restaurant, there's a fish mix where they mix different fish together. So then, asur bitrias trufa. Then not only is he asur on all different types of fish, but he's asur as well as the chopped up fish. Umutter bitzir, but he's mutter in the schmaltz, ubimarius, as well as a dish called marius, which is also a type of the fat from the fish. Hanoder mitria trufa asur bitzir marius. Once he makes a neder from the chopped up fish, then he can't even have the insides or the schmaltz of the fish as well. Tanya says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, dog shani toyim. If a person says he's not going to eat dog, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We had learned in the Mishnah, when the person says dog shani toyim, so then in such case he's asur be migdon be miktanim if he says dogim. Here we have Rabbi Shimon saying that if he says dog, then he's asur be gdoilim umotar be ktanim. Dogo shani toyim, but if he says doga, then asur be ktanim umotar be gdoilim. Doga connotates small fish. Dag doga shani toim asur be migdon be miktanim. But if he says dag doga, then he's including both. Amalei Rav Papa la'abaye, Rav Papa said la'abaye, mimai de dag shani toim gadol hu. How do we know that the word dag refers to a large fish? Dechsiv, as the pasuk in Yonah tells us, va'yiman Hashem dog gadol levloa es Yonah. Hashem set up, positioned a large fish to swallow up Yonah. How is it referred to? He's referred to as a dag. So the Gemara says, are you going to say, we know that that was a large fish because it swallowed a human being. Are you going to say that dag refers to a large fish and dagum now refers to a small fish? But the pasuk says that Yonah davened Hashem from the intestines, the insides, the innards of a doga. So we see doga doesn't only refer to a small fish. And says the Gemara, Holo kasha, dilma palte da gadol ubale da katan. You have to say that Yonah went through quite a turmoil. He was swallowed by a large fish, spit out, and then swallowed again by a small fish. Ela, but the Gemara says, but that is difficult. Vadoga sherbi ar mesa, that it says in Parshas Vaera, that with the Makkah of Dam, all of the fish died, and there it says Daga. So what are you going to say? Ktanim mesu gdolim lo mesu? Ela Daga mashma gdol mashma ktanim. Daga in the Torah means both. Ubinidarim, but when people speak, then they use the word Daga to refer to small, and Daga is referred to large. Ubinidarim halach achar loshem b'nei adam. And therefore by Nidarim we follow the way people speak. We learned in our Mishnah also, Hanoider min hatzachana. If a person makes the neder from this mixture of fish, so then the halacha is that he's asur betrius trefa, but he's mutter betzir ubimoris. Amalei Ravina Rashi Amar harei alai tzichin. What if he said tzichin? Does that include sirumaris? My, what's halacha tiboy? The Gemara says we leave this off as a shaila. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Dafnun Aleph in Meseches Nedarim. Our Daf was a fascinating daf. There is a lot over here that is quizzical in terms of the Agadita, with the fascinating interactions between Bar Kappara and Rebbe. And then the rest of the daf was clarifications of when a person makes a neder on different food items. This Be'ez Hashem concludes Daf Nun Aleph in Maseches Nedarim.